call to order Board of Works for February 11th. If you've had a chance to read the minutes, need a motion to approve the minutes from the January 28th meeting.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is City Department Head Reports.
I'm going to go first because I just left a full house. So it's 8 volunteers so far this year. I've had to change this all day. 6 reclaims, 5 cat adoptions. I started out at 10 dog adoptions, and it's doubled. And I've still got a full house, 20 adoptions. So adopted 10 out so far. So I'm going to go back, if that's okay.
There you go. I like the way you work.
Thank you.
Hello, fellas. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. So far this year, we've had 23 services at the City Cemetery. And right now, we're kind of busy on services, and we're cutting trees down, getting rid of some of the dead trees, basically.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. We've had, since the last meeting, we had 40 violations and 10 junk violations.
Thank you. How are we doing on the houses that were?
Well, I'm still waiting on the veteran to retire the services. Mm-hmm. They've contracted Miller Pipeline, which is doing all the other projects in town. Mm-hmm. And I'm just waiting on them to get, they still haven't got, I think they got 3 more to get.
Okay. Great.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are at 1,054 calls year-to-date. We currently have the one officer at the academy, which is John O'Brien. Officer Klettenberg, still in the field training program, has a few weeks left there before he's actually cut out on his own, and seems to be going pretty well. I wasn't sure if I reported the last time or not, but we did approve at the local level our 2 officers that will bring us up to full strength, and we're just waiting to hear back from state pension on those officers, and then hopefully we'll have them on as soon as possible.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Chief.
Ford Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 306 runs for the year. I know that I reported last time about Engine 2. We did have the engine rebuilt, got our bill. It was $11,500. And we've had 2 minor accidents with a couple of trucks that were in the process of getting fixed. And had to put new tires on our battalion truck. So that's about it.
Rice Street Department, since we've last met, we filled 2,364 potholes and enjoyed every second of it. It's kind of a...
I noticed you've been working on the potholes.
Actually, we have been getting a lot of calls on them, and we've been able to get a lot of that done. The rest of it's just been pretty routine.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, we move on to old business, bids for demolition of Executive Inn. I suggest that we keep those under advisement.
So, Dave, we should keep that on the agenda, you think, under old business, or, and just... Okay, all right.
I see no harm in carrying it.
Right, okay.
Put a pin in it, so we're never going to be able to carry that thing.
Right.
Thanks. Okay, new business. Parking between 4th and 5th Streets on Button. Pastor Danny Pierce.
Not here, is
he? We do have a letter.
Guess my only question of that is, he's asking over approximately 55 feet, right?
Yeah, 55 and a half feet.
So, I mean, but basically he wants that for the higher bound programming, right? I mean, is that the...
That's the way I read it.
Yeah. How do we do that if we've had more than one parking area for resident parking?
I mean, do we need to have him here to be able to?
Yeah.
While we just table this,
yeah.
There's because there's several different questions in that. So, so Mr. Mayor, I move that we table this request and have Pastor Pearson appear at our next meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. So, Dan, will you contact him? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Good Friday Way to the Cross event, Reverend Rick Grant.
I guess that's Father Flag. Please, we record our meetings, so if you would be so generous as to state your name and for the record. So.
Father Dave Fleck, filling in for Reverend Grant, as I understand, he had a funeral today out of town. Couldn't make it back. Again, asking for permission to use the outline of for the Way of the Cross on Good Friday at noon. We've done the last several years.
Yeah, I think when Rick was here last year, we took that opportunity to basically encourage people to participate. I mean, it's a great interfaith event and really has had an outstanding turnout last couple of years and very meaningful program. And Chief, I think it works out well as far as your escort of that, and
we appreciate the escort.
That really helps. So I motion that we approve the Good Friday Way of the Cross event as described in the letter and using the same route as been used the last couple of years.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks, Father.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a cardinal.
Okay, next is temporary closing of 7th Street between Prairie.
I think everybody knows who you are now.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Anybody that's left there outside of town now, myself included, I'm like, who approved? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I'm back. I'm Paula Hines with Wabash Utilities, and we've got two different street closings that we're needing to do. First one would be for the week of February 18th through the 26th. It's for the Good Samaritan Hospital project. Close 7th Street between Prairie Street and Good Samaritan Way. We're going to be putting sewer and electric lines in at the Good Samaritan Hospital Pavilion. And I've talked to Hunt Construction, who's the GC on the job. He's going to contact Dr. Jackman and the ambulance about time frames and everything once we start.
So you want to take this one at a time, or do you want to?
I can do both of them right now.
Yeah, let's just
okay.
do both.
The
That's
other
fine.
One is we're going to be out at BU for the new arts building facility. Mm-hmm. We're going to be putting in a communication and electrical conduit. We want to close the College Street between 3rd and 4th Streets to put in the new lines, the electrical and communications, and that's going to be the week that they are on spring break.
Oh, great. Okay.
So BU won't be, and we will start that Monday the 4th, and we will be finished by the 8th.
4th through the 8th?
Uh-huh.
Of March?
Of March, yes. March 4th through the 8th.
You see any issues, either of you guys, with those? Okay. All right. Okay. Obviously, both necessary and important jobs need to be done. So we'll make a motion to approve the temporary closing of 7th Street, South 7th Street between Prairie and Good Samaritan Way from February 18th through the 26th, and the closing of College Avenue between 3rd and 4th for various projects. The from the 4th through the 8th of March.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, move on to miscellaneous. Under miscellaneous, we have Relay for Life yard sale and banners. Shirley Rose.
Shirley Rose, representing Relay for Life. We would like to use the Pavilion, Riverfront Pavilion, on Saturday, April the 27th, from about 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and this would be for the countywide yard sale for the Relay for Life.
What did you say the time was again, Shirley? From
about 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Something like that.
And how about the banners?
And the banners, we would like to request to hang two banners, one on Hart Street and one on 2nd Street. And I checked with Dan, and he thinks we can put them up maybe April the 15th and go through the 18th.
May
6th. May 6th, okay.
April 15th through May 6th.
No.
Okay, that's good.
May 6th through May 18th.
Okay.
And the day of the sale again is when?
April the 27th.
April 27th.
On okay. A Saturday.
So the banners are for Relay. Right. The other request is for the yard sale.
Relay, yeah. Relay yard sale.
Right, okay. All right. Okay, so.
They're open for?
Yes, available.
Okay. Okay, so we'll make a motion. So we'll just make this one motion too, I guess. We'll recommend the use of the Riverfront Pavilion for the citywide yard sale to take place from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on April 27th. And the hanging of banners for the Relay for Life on Hart Street and 2nd Street locations from May 6th through May 18th. As requested by Relay for Life and Ms. Rose.
I'll second the motion.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. You have keys to that Riverfront Pavilion? Yeah.
And then I have one other thing under miscellaneous, and this is to, so it's on the record that we received a payment of $229.65 towards a lien that the city had filed against a property that
711 South 10th Street trash me that much work left. And all the years I've been city attorney, this is my first collection. So, it was an on, I didn't get that amendment here.
Seven eleven South.
So rare.
It is, yeah.
Then I'll give it. Okay, if nothing else, get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Nice job, Mayor. All right, they all should be that easy.
Yeah.
So, did you